So today we're going to talk about an issue that often comes up for attorneys when someone asks you to sit on the board of a nonprofit organization. And I know for me, I don't think I was even licensed yet before I was asked to sit on the board of American Gateways and provide services to those to that nonprofit. And there's a lot of issues that come up, ethical issues that arise in a lawyer's representation or of a nonprofit or sitting on the board of a nonprofit organization. So their lawyers might enjoy sitting on the board of a nonprofit, feeling like they're giving back something to the community or trying to help fulfill their obligation to provide pro bono services. It's often one of the most rewarding and enjoyable aspects of what we might be able to do as an attorney. The nonprofit, on the other hand, might have asked you to sit on the board because they want a lawyer on the board, not just because they think you can raise money for them, but because of your legal expertise. And when you have those goals for the nonprofit, they might be different from the lawyers. It's going to cause a lawyer to sometimes wear two hats in the relationship. So there are certain activities that a lawyer is well suited to perform for a nonprofit organization. Often there's a legal committee or the audit committee, the corporate governance committee, government relations or public affairs, and then there's various ad hoc committees for updating the bylaws.